This is Laura with the Average Joe Talk Show. I'm here with my feline friend that is also a puppet. I call him Ryan because I have a cat named Ryan, and when I don't have my cat with me, I like to pretend that this puppet is Ryan. He is black. Doesn't quite look like Ryan, though. His tail is not as... Well, it's kind of bent. Ryan's tail is bent. He's not as fluffy as Ryan, though. I'm sitting in the backyard. This wonderfully warm house. It's a nice sunny day. I smell so many different types of sage. And it's like the peak of the day. It's kind of almost... too hot, but not quite. And I'm thinking of, I listened to this, well, actually I read a book. There's a story in there from The Moth, which is this like true short stories that are performed in front of a live audience. And this one was about this guy who ended up being a big researcher in the field of saving jaguars and zoology. But anyway, as a kid, he would stutter. And one of the only times he would not stutter was when he was in a closet talking to his animals, like little, you know, anything in the house, like gerbils, hamsters, a chameleon. When he would talk to them, he wouldn't stutter. And later in life, he got training and figured out how to not stutter with all this training and breathing and stuff. But as a young person, you know, that's why he became so attached to animals, is because he never, I'm guessing, never felt the pressure that you feel sometimes with people. And honestly, that's how I feel. I can speak without stuttering most of the time, but I feel like my creativity is not really unleashed unless, well, I can be with people, but it really comes out when I'm alone. And but with the right person, I have met a few people. I've met certain people who just, there's something about their demeanor that lets my imagination come out. So this is an episode dedicated to wherever you have to be to let your creativity come out. So right now I'm in the backyard with a puppet, and I hope you go wherever you need to go. So I'm here, and I'm going to have a conversation where I'm interviewing Ryan. We're just going to talk. We'll just see. So, Ryan, you gotta be hot out here right now. Yes, I am kind of hot. It's very hot. It's nice though, but it's kind of hot. Are we gonna leave soon? Yeah, we're gonna leave. I'm just waiting for, you know, my computer is slow. I'm waiting for something to upload. So we're gonna be here a little while. So, Ryan, how do you feel about moving? Like, how do you feel about moving to California? Do you think it'd be the right thing to do? Are there too many fires and too many people?
Well, it's a hard question, you know? I mean, like, it's hard because I know you want to move here, but, you know, you have, like, people that really care about you and love you, you know, where you live. And so I don't know if this would be the right thing for you. I mean, but on the other hand, you don't know unless you do things. So I don't know. I mean, when you were younger, you were definitely more adventurous, and you did, you know, crazier stuff, which, you know, you also kind of lived to regret. But I don't know. I mean, I guess, you know, life is always going to have regrets, and there are no, like, perfect choices. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, but, you know, Ryan, it is. It's like the older you get, the stakes are higher, and it becomes so hard to do anything, like, crazy, you know, because we just have so many
people depending on us, and you know, it kind of sucks, but they do, and I love them, and I, you know, but I have to be responsible. I know you do, but you know, you just have to do crazier things. I mean, like, when you can, you know, you should try to make more time to do crazier things like I do. Like, when I have time, I'm doing crazier things. What do you do that's crazy? Well, I do a lot of things. I don't know. I when you're not around, I do things. Okay, like what? What do you do when I'm not around? I don't know. I'm learning how to do a back, you know, they do have forward-facing dogs, but they have also backward-facing dogs. And I'm a cat, so I call it a backward-facing cat.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Well, is that it?
Well, yeah.
You think that's crazy?
Well, it's crazy enough for me right now. I mean, what do you need to be doing that's so crazy?
I don't know. I just want to see the world. I'm just so done with, like, one thing, one place. It's just too much. It's like, there's so many things to do, and there's so many places to see, and I just feel like I've been running in circles for, like, ever.
Well, I mean, maybe you just need to expand your circles. Like, maybe you don't need to be in the same circles when you're in the same town. Like, why don't you do different things? Why are you always doing the same thing? I guess
I could do other things instead of the same thing. I guess I could. It's just hard to break patterns, you know? Like, people rely on you. They expect to see you, you know? It's hard to be like, well, I'm not going to go do that thing that everyone expects me to do. You know, like, when you're in a new town and nobody knows you, it's like you can just, like, rewrite history. You know, you just make new friends, do new things. But, well, you know, you're going to just repeat certain patterns. And you're going to get into certain patterns with people. So ultimately, like, if you can't break away from the people that you're with now and do something different, if you feel constrained, well, you know, that's your fault. Like, you should figure out how not to be constrained and just keep doing different things. And because, you know, you can't just run away from your problems.
I know, it's true.
So don't keep doing the same thing, even if you're in the same town. Do something new. That's what I think.
Yeah, it's true. But I just miss the sun. I miss the warmth. Like, right now, it's like my back is nice and warm. I'm getting vitamin D. I swear, I think part of it is I'm not getting enough sunshine. And, you know, well, then just, you know, just, you gotta just move. You know, like, when it's winter time, you gotta go other places more and go to warmer places. And you can travel and there's no one stopping you.
Yeah, I know.
I know, it's true. I mean, the only person stopping me is myself, right?
Yeah, of course. You know that. Like, you don't need me to tell you that. Yeah.
I know. You know, but it always boils down to that stigma of being alone, right? Like, doing this stuff alone is like, people judge you. They're like, well, where's your significant other? Where's your husband? Why are you alone? What's wrong with you?
Well, so what? Fuck them. Fuck those people. You know, you gotta, like, learn to just say fuck them, because there's always gonna be somebody who makes you feel bad. What are you gonna do, listen to them all the time? Are you gonna, like, pay more attention to them than yourself? Like, that's stupid. You're right. You're right, Ryan. I know. Don't listen to those people. Stop listening to those people, okay? Do I have to scream it in your face? Stop listening to those people that make you feel like you're not enough, because you're enough just the way you are. Just, okay,
I get it.
Okay, are you sure? Because I can say it again. No, I get it.
I got it.
What are you going to do now? I'm just still waiting for my video to be done. Well, okay, why don't you go do something else then? Why don't you go talk to Daisy or one of your other animals? All right. I get the hint. Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, do something different.
Okay. I will. Okay. Don't be mad. I'm not mad. Just wanted to have a conversation. Well, we are. Now we're done. Now go do something else. Okay. Can I have a hug? Yeah, you can have a hug. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. You're welcome. Bye.